بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has given the day of Jumu'ah a special title. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has referred to it as Sayyid al-Ayyam, Sayyid the leader of all the days in the week. It is a day that a believer looks forward to, and he anticipates the arrival of the day of Jumu'ah, as we anticipate the arrival of the month of Ramadan. And because the day of Jumu'ah is a day wherein our good deeds are multiplied. So whatever you do on the day of Jumu'ah is significant and more rewarding than the act that you did yesterday. So you might have done the same thing, for example, charity. If you gave charity yesterday, right, and you give it on the day of Jumu'ah, the one given on the day of Jumu'ah is far better. And that's why it's so important for us to set targets for ourselves for the day of Jumu'ah. Then you make the most of it. How many durood you want to recite, right? So you say, for example, 500 durood or 1,000 durood. Set a target for yourself. What targets do I want to achieve and accomplish on the day of Jumu'ah? When you set these targets, as far as maybe durood is concerned, right? And then recitation of Surah Kahf is concerned. That's a target. That's a goal. Then charity. How much of charity? That's another goal. Then dua. What dua I want to make on the day of Jumu'ah? Have these few targets that you set for yourself every Jumu'ah. Then when the sun sets on the day of Jumu'ah, there will be a sense and a feeling of fulfillment that I made most of this day. So when you treat the day of Jumu'ah like that, then you anticipate and you look forward to the arrival of the day of Jumu'ah, because you know it is a day wherein you can gain much and you can achieve a lot. May Allah grant us the understanding.